Now, I've been looking forward to this, which I'm going to hand over to Diana, who's going to get playing with some balls. Off you go.
You know, that's what I like to do. Well, here I am. I've got Hugh opposite me, and he's holding a couple of balls, as it goes. There's also a little table that's been set up. So what are we going to do with these two objects?
Right, the bouncy ball I've got here, I throw it under the table, and okay. It's going to bounce three times, once on the floor,
yep.
Once under the table, and then
right.
Back on the floor again.
Yep.
And here I go.
Okay. Ah, so you threw that in my direction, towards me, and instead of coming out towards me, it's gone back to you.
Absolutely.
So why has that happened? Well, this isn't right.
It isn't right. It doesn't seem right, but it is, in fact, exactly what you would expect to happen if you sit down and think about it. The first thing is, imagine just what happens to the ball after it bounces on the ground.
Okay.
So if you've got a friend, just bounce the ball towards that friend. I'm bouncing
this ball.
Okay, so
he's got a slightly larger ball here, which hopefully will bounce a bit slower.
And I'm bouncing it towards Diana.
Yep.
And what do you notice, Diana?
Okay, it was spinning as it sort of came towards me.
Well, it wasn't spinning when I threw it.
No.
It's spinning after it hits the ball. It hits the ground. It's
okay.
It's coming in at an angle on the ground. It starts to spin. Now, that's what you expect. If a plane is coming to land and the wheels are not spinning, what do the wheels do immediately as they touch the ground? They start to spin. Well, why shouldn't the ball start to spin? Right. Now I've got a spinning ball and it's heading up towards the underside of the table. Well, we all know that if you've got a ball with a bit of spin on it, you know, Shane Warne and, you know, some of the best ever bowlers. I better not talk about cricket at the moment, but never mind.
Yeah, we've only got a few minutes on this.
Talk about tennis, because that's okay.
Yeah, but there aren't any Australians playing tennis either. So if you put some backspin on a ball, then do you see what happens? If I put backspin on that ball.
Yeah, it bounces back towards you.
Yeah, and if I put topspin on the ball, then it goes over towards you. You see?
Yeah.
So the idea is you throw the ball on the floor. It starts to spin.
Okay.
Now that it's got some spin, it's backspin on the underside of the table, so it comes back towards me. And it's one of these great things that if you actually stop and think about it step at a time, it makes perfect sense.
I see. So what are the real-world applications of this then?
Well, the applications are a bit hard to find. But understanding spin is very important, gyroscopic effect and all that. But there was an episode in 2010 in the World Cup. Frank Lampard's goal was disallowed. It's exactly the same as this, because if you look at the replays of it, the ball hit the crossbar, started to spin, went down, hit the ground inside the goal, but because of the spin, it came back out again.
So that was just enough to confuse the linesman and the referee. Obviously.
Yeah, and maybe we need goal line.
Because they're going to put the new technology into
the new goal line technology should, with any luck, pick that up.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the same science is manifest. I know I said tennis and you said, well, there's no Aussies. But the thing is that when you see those balls go flying through the air and then they suddenly just nosedive just inside the touchline and the person then scores this point and then says, I want to appeal this, that's just the same thing, isn't it?
Well, it's kind of different. I mean, the spin in the air is this this Magnus effect, which is the effect of the air aerodynamics, pushing the ball down if you've got topspin and hovering the ball up if you've got backspin. Now, the impression is that it suddenly dives, but it's just that the ball is coming down at faster than G because of the topspin and the downforce due to Magnus effect. It's very deceptive, and that's what I guess what a good tennis player is doing, is trying to create motions on the ball that deceive you.
But one other point I did hear someone make about this is that when the ball is travelling really fast, the air can't stick to the surface very well because of turbulence, whereas when it slows down a little bit, then the air finds it easier to stick on, and then this Magnus force kicks in and it pulls the ball down because of the spin, and then it nosedives really quite dramatically, and you've got 15 seconds to come back at me on that.
It's certainly true that speed makes a big difference, and we know about swing on a cricket ball, reverse swing and so on. It's very sensitive to speed, humidity, all sorts of things.
Hugh Hunt from Cambridge University. We've got an example of the physics of spin that he was talking about on our website for you to look at, nakedscientist.com/kitchenscience.